But the Duke Smart Home is an interesting nexus on Duke's housing and residence life, because it's not really a living learning community. It's not an SLG. So it's its weird own little enclosure off of Swift Avenue.
So how did you find out about it, and how long have you been in the Smart Home?
So I found out about it before I even came to Duke. It was one of the drivers for my application, because I really enjoyed sustainability and kind of especially like residential tech and IoT. Basically, I joined freshman year as a project team member. So I was working on smart shelters, which was a resident initiative to develop tents with like for refugee shelters with solar panel, hot water, and clean drinking water.
How do you get into the smart home?
Yeah, so it's completely driven by student initiative. So just asking the project leads, if you see an idea that you're really interested in, you can just ask them to join, start coming to the meetings and working on it.
Do you find that since joining, have you found a community in the smart home?
Oh, definitely, for sure. And I think I'm interested of shifts based on the residents I'm involved with, especially this year. So it's definitely like a function of hanging out with these people that have different areas of knowledge, and you're all together in the same home, and you see the same problems, the same possible or potential for problem solving, and you get to work with them, and just like a factor of just being able to bump into them every day and discuss random things from like HVAC efficiencies and control sequences to fenestration improvements.
So there's a lot of engineering talk. I like that. But what about the other social aspects of Smart Home 2?
Yeah, so it's a product of kind of the residents living there each year and what they're okay with. I know this year we've had a couple different mixers with like Cooper, Jam, and other SLGs, which have been a lot of fun.
How many engineers, what percentage would you say the Smart Home is?
I think it's about... It's usually around 50-50.
What is the process for, like, being assigned to live in the smart home? Is there, like, a application process, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have, like, a hybrid Rush kind of thing. It's kind of like Rush, and then we host events. We have a formal Rush calendar, which we have to publish and all that. But at the end of it, there's kind of a more formal application, which is, like, a written essay. We usually do interviews of potential residents. And kind of determine it as like a factor of like Rush involvement, and then of course the strength of their application as well.
Did you rush a fraternity or try to join an SLG in addition to the smart home?
Yeah, so I actually joined a fraternity, an SLG, and the smart home.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm a member of Chi Psi, of Jam, the SLG, and of Smart Home.
Wait, all three right now?
Yeah, that's correct.
And then because you're in pretty much all of the breadth of social groups at Duke, what do you think makes the smart home like the most unique?
It's definitely smaller. It's limited to 10 residents, and there's also a full change like turnover each year, so it's 10 new residents each year, although the exec board tends to retain a few of those residents. But I think that's one unique thing, and also just the living space itself, and that you have your own house.
What would you say is like your highlight and low light?
Yeah, I mean, smart home low light was so sophomore year when I applied to residentship and to exec board, I got rejected as a resident, but accepted onto the exec board, which is one of the weirdest dynamics. I think it's the first time that's happened. The highlight is definitely getting to work with a few of the residents on these technical projects.